感謝主，我哋今日有咁多嘅人嚟行嘅嚟到當中。
Truly, the gracious hand of God is with us.
好真實嘅就係神嘅恩手係與我哋同在。
The gracious of hand of the hand of the Lord was with me this morning.
神嘅恩手亦都係與我今同在，今朝與我同在。
Because I almost got stuck on my driveway coming here.
我喺我個車房門口差唔多都 stuck 咗。
And as I was praying to get myself out of the deep snow,
我係跟住我同神祈禱。
I was thinking of what happened to the other brothers and sisters.
當中我都諗到，唔知道弟兄姊妹嚟教會嘅途中會遇到啲咩事情。
And I'm even driving an all-wheel drive.
我架車都係四驅車嚟嘅。
So we have to thank the Lord that so many of us are here.
我哋要感謝神，為到今日我哋喺咁多人嚟到當中。
Ming just told me that she came here by a bus, which is the safest way to come.
阿傑蘭，阿Ming姐話俾聽，佢今朝搭巴士嚟，所以係最安全。但唔係好似尋日都有啲巴士 stuck 咗，有六架巴士 stuck。
So she was saying that even yesterday, even some buses got stuck.
Yeah.
So I have to say that sometimes, The easiest way, the shortest way, maybe the most difficult way.
我今日想講嘅咧就係好多時最短最快嘅路程，其實可能係最難嘅路程。
Today I'd like to tell you the story of a young priest.
今日我想同大家分享一個年青嘅祭司嘅故事。
He took a much longer journey.
佢用咗一個好長嘅路程。
He took a much longer journey than all of us today.
佢同用咗一個好長嘅旅程，多長過我哋每一個人。
As a young man，
成為一個年青人
，He led 20,000 people。
20,000，佢引導25,000人。
To walk 900 kilometers。
去行900千米嘅路程。
900 kilometers。
900，yeah，900。
From Babylon。
由巴比倫。
All the way to Jerusalem。
去到以色列。耶路撒冷。
And he was so brave.
佢係好勇敢。
That he would not request a military escort.
佢唔需要有人去陪佢一齊行。
In the meantime, he was loaded with money. He was loaded with jewelry, and he was loaded with all the treasures of the old temple.
當時佢係帶住好多嘅金錢、好多嘅金器去到耶路撒冷。
Would you like to follow him like that?
你想唔想去跟住行呢？
Even the king would have acknowledged that with such a number of people walking such a long way.
甚至乎連王都會知道咁大班人行咁長嘅路都會有困難。
And they were loaded with money.
何況佢哋更帶住更多嘅金錢。
They would be a rich target.
佢哋會係一個嘅目標。
For gangsters.
係一啲嘅。搶劫的目標，
and easily they can all die.
很容易他們都會全部死亡。
However, God blessed him.
但是神是祝福他們。
The book of Israel has mentioned,
以斯拉記那裡講到，
from chapter 7 to chapter 8,
由第七章至第八章那裡講到，
6 times it mentioned about the good hand of God.
有六次講到神的恩手是與他們同在。
Today I'd like to share with you what the good hand of God can mean in your life.
我今日想同大家分享就係神嘅恩手係點樣可以令到你嘅生命係會更加好。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
我哋開始之前祈禱。
Father in heaven, we just thank you. We thank you for your word.
親恩主，感謝主你，感謝主你嘅話語。
We thank you for the grace of your hand.
感謝主你嘅恩手。
We believe the same hand that led Israel.
我哋好深信呢個。你嘅恩手去带领以色列人。
It's the same hand that leads us this morning.
亦都系同时，你嘅恩手去带领我哋今朝。
Lord, let us learn how you can bless people when they trust you.
主啊，我哋都愿意今朝嚟到当中系学习去学习神你嘅恩手点样带领你嘅子民。
We thank you in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus.
我哋感谢主你，奉主耶稣基督的圣名字祈求， Amen.
Let's turn to the book of Israel, chapter 7.
我哋叫去以斯拉记第七章。
Let's talk a bit about history again.
我哋講一講歷史。
It says after these things, during the reign of Artaxerxes.
第七章第一節嗰度話，這是以後波斯王亞達薛西年間。
Last time, when I was sharing God's word on Haggai with you,
上一次我分享哈该书嘅时候
we were talking about the completion of the temple,
我哋讲到
the second temple.
我哋讲到第二个圣殿嘅完工。
It took them many years to get it recompleted.
佢哋用咗好耐嘅时间去起呢个第二个圣殿。
Because after they laid the foundation,
因为佢哋起咗个根基之后
，for 16 years they stopped building.
16年之后都冇做过工。
Because they were interrupted by threats of the people.
吓，咁因为佢哋系得到其他当地人嗰啲嘅威胁，所以佢哋就停咗工。
And then God raised up Haggai, which is a very old man.
跟住神用哈该一个老年人。
And there's a young prophet called Zechariah.
同埋一个先知撒加利亚。
To bring the people back to the building project.
利用哈该同埋撒加利亚带领啲以色列民再一次去重新佢哋嗰个嘅继续佢哋嗰个嘅圣殿个计划。
It took them 5 years to finish.
一开始佢哋五年之后就已经起好啦。
So last time we talked about what God was doing in their lives when they were rebuilding the temple.
咁我哋上次就讲到神喺佢哋生命当中有咩作为喺佢哋即系重建圣殿嘅时候。
The book of Zechariah in chapter 6
喺史诗拉 Zechariah。撒加利亚书第六章。
Ezra.
Okay,
the book of Ezra, chapter 6.
第六章。
From verse 13 all the way to the end, mention about what happened when they dedicated the temple.
以斯拉记第六章第十三节至到最尾第二十二节嗰度话佢哋点样去奉献佢嘅圣殿。
Now the temple that they rededicate is a lot different from the one that Solomon had built.
这个第二个圣殿，他们所奉献的圣殿是跟所罗门王所建所奉献的圣殿是有不同。
Because at that time, many of the secret articles were still held in Babylon.
因为那时候很多的圣物都仍然在巴比伦那里存放着。
When Solomon dedicated the first temple,
当所罗门王奉献他第一个圣殿的时候
he sacrificed 22,000 cattle.
他是奉献22,000的畜生
cattle, 牛 However, in the second temple, only 100 was sacrificed.
但在第二个圣殿奉献的时候只有100只牛
They had a much lower budget.
他们那个的所拥有的嘢系少啲。
And when the first temple was dedicated, Solomon also sacrificed 120,000 sheep.
咁当所罗门奉献佢个圣殿嘅时候咧，佢有羊系22,000只羊。
120,000 sheep.
Okay.
But now in the second temple, it's only 672.
672. 第二个圣殿嘅时候咧，只不过系672只羊。
So you can see that the second temple is a lot different. It's a lot smaller in scale. It's a lot smaller in splendor compared to the first one.
咁你可以想象得到咧，第二个圣殿嗰个嘅奉献礼嘅时候咧，系几咁系冇咁堂皇。
I think there's a reason behind that because if they were to rededicate so much sheep, the people would say that they are trying to rebel.
咁佢話當佢想嘗試去奉獻多啲嘅時候，可能啲人會反抗。
But they celebrated the first Passover.
咁但係佢哋喺奉獻嗰個第二個聖殿嘅時候咧，就慶祝咗第一個嘅逾越節。
And this is something which they have not done for the longest time.
呢個喺聖殿入邊過逾越節，佢哋係好耐冇試過啦。
And Scripture stops there.
咁嗰個聖經嗰度就停咗喺呢度。
Saying that they had now their lives are now filled with joy. On verse 22. For 7 days they celebrated the feast of the unleavened bread.
咁第廿二节嗰度咧就话欢欢喜喜地守除教节七日。
And the Lord has filled their hearts with joy.
因为耶和华使他们欢喜。
Now somehow the story stops there.
但系突然间个故事停咗喺嗰度。
We don't know what happened to these people after that.
我哋唔知道佢哋慶祝完呢個除教節之後發生咩事。
You like to wonder would they be happy for the rest of their lives?
佢哋會唔會從此之後佢哋就會開心心咧
？Now chapter 7 of Israel starts after these things.
以斯拉記第七章嗰度話，這是以後。
Now a new king has come out.
一個新嘅王出現。
Now, what does it mean by these new things?
啊，咁嗰啲這是以後究竟係咩事咧
？The year is B.C. 458。
咁係四五八主前四五八年。
A new king has come.
呢個新嘅皇帝出現。
So if you were to go back to history, you know that 60 years has gone by.
如果你睇翻歷史嘅時候咧，就係已經過去咗六十年。
So there's a time of 60 years.
咁喺呢六十年，啲以色列人點樣過生活
咧 ？Has lapsed between the end of chapter 6 and the beginning of chapter 7.
咁喺第六章同埋第七章之間係有六十年。
So a complete new generation has come out.
咁喺第七章嗰時，一個新嘅王出現。
Now you would see that from the rest of the book of Israel.The new generation is not God fearing anymore. The new generation has got lots of problems.
你會睇到第七章以後咧，就係以色列民當中咧係有好多問題出現，好似神已經唔同佢哋同在咁樣。
The new generation has become ungodly.
咁新嘅呢個新嘅一代咧就唔係咁神聖潔。
Chapter 9 of Israel would mention about the problems that Israel has to encounter when he came back.
咁以斯拉記第九章就講到以色列人嘅一啲嘅問題。
So what I'm saying today is each generation have to overcome the problems, the spiritual problems.
其實我就想咧就話每一代每一世代嘅人都要去面對佢哋嘅唔同嘅問題。
It does not mean that if our ancestors are God-fearing, that the descendants are God-fearing.
咁佢哋嗰個嘅後裔並唔係。並唔係充，即係同神同在。
After these things, a new king has came out, and Israel is now the new person.
這是以後
in the eyes of God.
這是以後波斯王亞達薛西年間呢個以斯拉人出現。
Now you will find out that there were six times between chapter 7 and chapter 8 that the good hand of the Lord is mentioned.
咁喺第七、第八節嗰度，你發覺有六次講到神嘅恩手喺度當中。
And in this passage, as we study, as we read, two times it has already been mentioned between verse 6 and verse 9.
在我们刚才读第一至第十节那里已经有两次在第六节和第九节那里讲到神的恩手。
It mentioned that the hand of God is with him in verse 6.
在第六节那里说
Chapter 7, verse 6.
耶和华他神的手帮助他。
And then in verse 9, it says that the gracious hand of his God was on him.
在第九節那裡說，因他神施恩的手幫助他。
So the first question I ask you today is, does God really have hands?
咁第一個問題我想問大家，神係咪真係有手嘅咧？
Well, we all know God is spirit.
我哋知道神係一個靈。
But you would know that this is just a description.
你我想大家知道呢個咧，只不過係一個嘅
You know, it's a poetic description. However, it's a poetic description that has been echoed everywhere in the Old Testament.
呢個嘅形容詞咧，係喺成個舊約聖經裏邊都成日出現。
That God somehow has a human personality.
咁神佢有一個人嘅性格。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12.
以賽亞書，以賽亞書
40 verse 12
四十章第十二
節。See, when Isaiah wants to show God's greatness, he said that God measures the waters in the hollow of his hand.
第十二節嗰度話，誰曾用手心量珠水，用手虎口量蒼天
？And then also turn to Psalm 104 verse 28.
喺詩篇一零四章。
Psalm 104, verse 28. See, it also says that the psalmist also says that when God feeds his creatures, he opens his hand.
嗰度亦都讲到，他给他们便拾起来，他将手，你将手，他们饱得美食。
And his creatures are now would be satisfied with good things.
咁佢哋佢话呢个就会嗰啲人就会好开心。
So today I'd like to tell you.Something about the good hand of the Lord.
今日我想同大家分享神嗰个嘅恩手。
And what God would do to the people in the days after the Babylonian captivity?
喺巴比伦嗰个嘅回归之后，神系做过啲乜嘢？
Now you would like to say, well, if good hand of the Lord is on me, then maybe my bank account will show 5 more zeros.
佢话如果你可能会觉得话，如果神嘅恩手系同我一齐嘅时候，咁可能我个银行户口嗰个嘅 number 数目后边又多五个零。
I just talked to my uncle again.
我啱啱先同我个叔讲过，倾过偈。
He said he's now feeling very physically weak. He couldn't even get up from bed or going to the bathroom is now a problem because he has got Parkinson.
吓，佢而家有帕金逊症，咁佢起身啊，去洗手间都有啲困难。
Yet he's still watching the stock market.
但佢仍然都喺度看住、hold 住、望住嗰个嘅即系金融市场。
He said he could have made double his money.
佢话佢可以赚更多嘅钱。
But somehow because of his bad health, he forgot to check.
佢话咁，但系因为佢嗰个身体嘅问题咧，佢有阵时都唔记得咗 check 住个市场。
But then he says that he's now so weak that he wants to die.
但系佢又讲到俾我听话，佢而家咁弱嘅时候，佢想死。
You see, a man can never be satisfied with just money.
一个人系永远都唔会为到金钱而满足。
The book of Israel says that the first way God blesses us is by giving us a godly leader.
啊，咁喺以斯拉记讲到话，神帝首先所俾赐福俾佢以色列民就系俾到一个好嘅领袖。
See, having a godly leader means all the difference in all of our lives.
神的恩手可以在我们每一个人当中做不同的事。
See, this is the reason why in chapter 7 it talks about the ancestry of Israel.
所以在开头第七章的开头的时候呢，就讲到以斯拉的一些的祖先。
And then eventually in verse 6 it says that the good hand of God is on him.
第六节那里说神的手是帮助他。
Now, what about a godly leader?
咁一個屬神嘅領袖係點樣咧
？A godly leader has to be someone that's raised up by the Lord.
神嘅領袖係一定要係從神自己選出嚟嘅。
And God will bless His people through this godly leader.
神係去祝福佢嘅子民，係藉住呢個領袖去祝福。千古以為好閒嘅事喎，呢個屬神嘅領袖。
Because when God wants to punish a church.
因为当神要罚呢间嘅教会嘅时候
，When God wants to judge a nation,
当神要审判呢个嘅世国家嘅时候
，He will let them have bad leaders.
佢会俾一个坏嘅领袖佢哋。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 3.
揭去以赛亚书
chapter
3, 第三章
verse 1 to verse 8.Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 8.
以赛亚书第三章第一节至八节。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
You're still in Israel. Yes, good, very good. Yes. Now, what does it say about what the Lord would do?
嗰度咧就讲到神点样做。
You see, the Lord is just saying that I'm going to be taking away all the support.From Judah and Jerusalem. All the surprise and all that because you know why? The heroes and the warriors, the judge, the prophets, the soothsayer and the elder, they all are bad leaders.
神在以赛亚书第三章第一节那里说，主耶和华，主万军之耶和华，从耶路撒冷和犹大除掉众人所依靠的，所仗赖的，就是所依靠的粮，所仗赖的水。
Notice it goes all the way down to the rank, even captains of 50 men.
一直至到去第三节嗰度话，甚至乎五十个夫长同尊贵嘅人。
Any skilled craftsman,
谋士同埋巧艺的。
Any clever enchanter, all of these people.
以及妙行法术的人。
All of these people would be taken away.
所有呢啲人都会被除掉。
All of these good leaders would be taken away systematically.
所有好嘅领袖都会被除掉。
And what would God give in their place?
咁除掉咗呢班好嘅将领之外，神会俾咩咩佢哋咧？
God says that I'll make boys their officials.
咁第四节嗰度话，我使孩童作他们嘅首领。
And children will govern them.
系婴孩管辖他们。
And with the result, people would oppress each other.
百姓要彼此欺压。
Men against men, neighbor against neighbor.
各人受邻舍欺压。
And the young would rise up against the base against the honorable.
少年人必冇慢老年人，卑贱人必冇慢尊贵人。
You see, Isaiah is trying to tell us that when God systematically removes godly leaders, the entire nation will fall apart.
以赛亚书嗰度话到俾我听，当神系决定咗去将除掉一啲嘅好嘅领袖嘅时候，国家就会败亡。
Notice it gets worse in verse 6.
咁你睇到第六节嗰度更加。
It says a man will seize one of his brothers.
讲话人在富家拉住弟兄
and say, "You have a coat. I will make you our leader. You take charge of this."
佢话你有衣服可以做我们官长，这败落嘅事归在你手。
Now we become a heap of ruins. Someone has to be responsible for the mess.
咁有人要为呢个事情负责任。
So I'll just put the leader's coat on you and let you just carry the baggage.
吓，咁既然你有衣服，咁我就封你为我哋嘅长官，咁你就去孭镬啦。
Notice what he will say。吓，
咁跟住佢点讲
？I have no remedy. There's no food or clothing in my house。
咁个答案咧就
话 ：Don't make me the leader。
我唔作你医治你哋嘅人，因为我家中没有粮食，没有衣服。你唔可以立我作你百姓嘅长官。
He knows what happened if he become a leader. His head will be on the block。
吓，佢呢个弟兄咧知道，如果佢成为一个领袖嘅时候，佢就要孭镬啦。
So what really happened is that Jerusalem would have stagnation, Judah would be failing.
咁结果咧，耶路撒冷会败落，犹大倾倒。
See, don't take godly leaders for granted.
千祈唔好即系以为一个属神嘅领袖系必然嘅。
Because before the exile,
因为喺
before the Babylonian captivity,
喺佢哋被掳去巴比伦之前
，Isaiah has already warned the people.
喺以赛亚已经系警告一班百姓
，that when God punished them, the leadership will fall apart.
当神去惩罚佢哋嘅时候，个嘅领袖都会冇咗。
Another thing I have to say is that when we go back to Ezra chapter 2.
係，咁另外一樣嘢我想講咧，就係喺以斯拉記第二章嗰度話，當
我哋翻到去 ，actually，we read several verses
嚇，翻到去當佢哋翻到以色列嘅時候
，just now we read verse 61 to 63, they find out that many people who thought their priests were actually could not prove their ancestry。
我哋頭先讀過以斯拉記第二章嗰度第六一節嗰度話，其實好多祭司佢都能夠證實佢哋自己嗰個嘅。身份啊！
所以，they were disqualified。
咁佢哋咧就被取消佢哋公祭司嘅職責。
Israel has godly ancestors。
嚇，咁以斯拉佢係一個嘅有一個神性神嘅祖先。
Now you can prove his ancestry by tracing his ancestry all the way to Aaron。
嚇，咁其實以斯拉佢係一路佢係亞倫嘅後裔。
There's no dispute about it.
但系冇呢个系无可置疑嘅。
Now the Bible has given us a many names in there.
喺以斯拉记第七章嗰度俾咗多名我哋。
From verse 1.
第七章由第一节开始。
All the way to the end of verse 5, there are many names in there.
至到第五节嗰度讲咗好多个名字。
Now I have to tell you that there are three names that are important.
咁我讲嗰度咁多名当中咧，有三个名系重要嘅。
The end of Verse 1, it says that there is a man called Hilkiah.
咁第一節尾嗰個有一個人叫做希勒家。
Now, what's so special about him?
咁佢有咩特別咧
？Well, what really happened is that in the reign of Josiah, when he was trying to rebuild the temple,
約西亞王嗰個年間嘅時候，佢想嘗試去起聖殿。
Hilkiah was the high priest.
希勒家是一个当时嗰个嘅高大祭司。
And he discovered the book of the law。
咁佢咧就发现咗神嗰本嘅书。
The book of the law in the temple was completely disregarded all these years, but now he found the book of law。
吓，咁嗰个关于神嗰个嘅圣书嘅时候咧，佢咧就系喺翻翻去圣殿去执拾嘅时候就发现咗呢本神。
And after he read the book of law to Josiah。
佢呢希勒家咧，咁佢同神講關於呢本書，就叫同神同王講呢、這個講關於呢本書，就叫王去讀呢本書。
Josiah was fear, was seized with fear.
咁當約西亞王讀呢本書之後咧，佢咧就有呢個嘅敬畏嘅心。
And then he had the spiritual reform.
咁佢就有呢個嘅神嘅靈與佢同在。
Also, there's another man I'd like to draw your attention on. It's a name called Zadok in verse 2.
另外一個名咧，就係我想講就係撒督。
Now, what's so special about him?
呢個撒督有咩特別咧
？He was the high priest that supported David in his most difficult time.
撒督其實就係一個喺大衛王最困難嘅時候，佢係做一個嘅大祭司。
He supported David when his son Absalom rebelled.
佢係當阿沙龍反抗猶大反抗大衛王嘅時候，佢一個嘅祭司去支持大衛王。
And he also supported David in his old age when one of his sons wants to take the throne and kick out Solomon.
咁喺當大衛年老嘅時候，有一個另外一個仔想搶走所羅門王嘅王位嘅時候，佢亦都係當時嘅祭司去幫佢手。
And another one I'd like to mention to you is a man called Phinehas.
另一個名字我想提嘅咧就係腓尼哈。
That is in verse 8.
第八節。
What's special about him?
第八節第五節係咪？
第五節第五節 ，sorry。
第五節嗰度嚇，咁呢個腓尼哈有咩特別咧
？My eyes are doing bad. You know, I thought it's verse 8, but it's actually verse 5.
咁係第五節。
Okay, now he's the son of Eleazar.
佢係以利亞撒嘅兒子。
Which means he's the grandson of Aaron.
佢係亞倫嘅孫。
What's so special about this man?
咁呢個人有咩特別咧？呢個腓尼哈。
Well, in the book of Numbers, chapter 25. Now we don't have time to go back to the Bible, but just mark down on your margin.
喺民數記第五章嗰度。
25.
民數記第廿五章嗰度講到。
The Midianite people. Wants to curse the Israelites, the Midianites, hire a false prophet Balaam to curse the Israelites.
咁當時
，Mighty more， 請到巴蘭，
聽到
巴蘭。
哦，亞蘭人想
巴蘭，
我先亞蘭人嘅亞蘭嘅先知巴蘭，佢係去。咒咗一班以色列人嘅時候
，but unfortunately Balaam would not dare to curse the Israelites。
咁但係巴蘭唔會去咒咗以色列人。
But he took the money from the king。
但係佢就喺王嗰度攞咗啲錢。
So he gave the king a very bad advice。
佢因為攞咗王嘅錢，佢就要俾呢個嘅意見，咁佢咧就俾咗王一個嘅唔好嘅提議佢。
He said, "Why don't you just give them some maidens?" Give them some young girls, corrupt the young men with sex and idol worshiping.
咁呢個巴蘭先知咧，佢咧就話：不如你叫一班嘅摩亞女子去引誘以色列民，緊佢哋腐敗。
And then quickly, many young maidens went to the Israelite camp.
咁好多摩亞嘅人咧就嚟到以色列人當中。
They lead the entire camp of young people into sex and idol worshiping.
咁佢哋就同一班呢班女子咧，就引誘班以色列人一齊同佢哋吃佢哋祭物同埋跪拜佢哋。
And God's anger was against his people.
咁神就好嬲怒啦。
A plague started in the camp, and it could not be stopped. A plague.
瘟疫就會就喺嗰個以色列民當中發生咗。
And thousands died.
有千千嘅人死亡。
They say about 30,000 people died eventually.
大概有三萬個人死亡。
And then Moses and Aaron they prayed.
咁摩西同埋亞倫佢哋祈禱。
But somehow, God would not stop his punishment.
雖然摩西同亞倫佢祈禱，但係神都冇停止佢嘅懲罰。
You know how the punishment was stopped?
咁最終嗰個嘅懲罰點樣去完呢
？By Phinehas. This man
就係腓尼哈呢個人。
He stopped the plague.
佢停止咗呢個嘅瘟疫。
Now he did it. He did it by a spear.
佢用佢嗰個嘅劍。
He did it by a long spear, a long lance.
一個長矛。
What happened is that when everyone was crying, when everyone was dying in the camp,
當喺嗰個嘅以色列嗰個營當中，好多人喺度喊嘅時候
，He saw the Midianite girl dragging a young Israelite young man into the camp, and they were making love.
佢見到一個以色列人喺佢哋眼前帶住一個米甸女子去到弟兄嗰度。
And they were having sex right in front of everyone.
佢哋就喺人面前做。
They went into the tent.
佢去到。
Now the tent actually could have meant actually the tent of the meeting, which is even worse. It's not as private tent, but a secret place where Moses would meet. Were to meet with Jehovah.
咁佢哋咧係去到唔單止係人當中，仲去到個會幕當中。呢個會幕就係神聖嘅地方，去敬拜神嘅地方。
They were having sex in there, laughing.
佢哋喺嗰度
and having sex.
嬉戲玩耍。
What really happened is that Phinehas came, went after them with a spear.
咁跟住咧，腓尼哈手中拿住槍。
And he put the spear.And they throw the spear against them.
佢將以色列人同埋嗰個女人由腹中刺透。
And the force was so big, the spear went through the man's body, and it also struck the woman.
咁嗰個槍咧，嗰支長槍咧就刺透咗喺嗰個喺佢哋個肚腹中刺透咗。
In just one strike, he killed two of them.
一支槍就可以中咗兩個人。
In Hong Kong, we see sometimes you can nail fish balls. You can do two or three, okay?
好似講話一箭雙雕咁。
Okay, and you know what? The plague stopped.
咁這樣在以色列人中瘟疫就止息了。
From that onwards, the Lord says that the descendants of Phinehas would always be the high priest.
咁神咧就曉喻。話腓尼哈嘅所有嘅兒子或者佢後裔都會係成為大祭司。
Because he dares to stand and interrupt this ungodliness.
就係因為佢嗰個行為停止咗以色列人當中嗰個嘅不敬對神嘅不敬。
See, Israel came from that kind of a background.
腓尼哈以斯拉係由嗰個嘅背景出現嘅。
And he would use his inheritance to honor God and his people.
佢係有佢嗰個嘅附加個背景嚟到去敬畏神。
Now notice
去榮耀神。
Notice he's a very special man.
你發覺以斯拉係一個好特別嘅人。
Let's turn back to Israel.
揭翻以斯拉記。
He's a very special man.
好特別。
Because he was born in Babylon.
佢喺巴比倫出世。
That would make him like a CBC.
咁好似加拿大出世嘅華人一樣。
Now he's a very godly CBC.
佢一個好好屬神嘅人。
Because the Bible says that he is well versed in the law of Moses.
佢喺第六節嗰度話，佢話佢係敏捷嘅文士，通達耶和華以色列神所賜摩西嘅律法書。
And he's a CBC with huge initiative.
佢係一個好好有呢個嘅。
Well, he's a very brave CBC.
佢係一個好勇敢嘅人。
Because if he just wants to be a scholar,
如果佢只不過想係一個文士嘅話
，he can hide behind his desk and do administration work.
佢可以就咁喺佢個台嗰度，喺台頭嗰度做佢嘅研究工作。
Because there's lots of CBCs in Babylon for him to look after.
因為有好多以色列民喺巴比倫嗰度俾佢照顧。
Being a high priest over there, he's got lots of spiritual duties.
其實如果喺仍然住翻喺巴比倫。身為一個嘅大祭司，佢係有好多好多工作要做。
There are so many people that he can look after in Babylon.
喺巴比倫嗰度有好多嘅以色列民，佢可以去照顧。
So why would he need to take this big step about going all the way to Jerusalem?
點解佢要反而佢要攞住呢個咁大嘅責任，要領導班以色列人翻去耶路撒冷呢
？Moses, would you have done that?
摩西曾經做過。
Would Moses do that?
摩西會唔會做咧
？No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Moses here.
Moses here. Okay.
I'm talking about Joshua here.
Moses, Joshua, 你哋會唔會
talking about Gabriel here? Would they do that?
會唔會 take a big great responsibility 去
900 kilometers.
九百千米，帶住好多嘅
without an escort of soldiers.
帶住好多嘅金錢，好多嘅。人民，但係冇士兵去幫你哋去。
Miriam, would you follow him? Miriam,
Miriam, 你会跟佢去吗？
Moses took this big step that he walked 900 kilometers loaded with cash through the Middle East. Would you follow him? See, what I'm saying is that this man is a very godly man.
我所讲呢，想讲呢，就是以斯拉是一个很属神的人。
His life is not just joking around.
他的生命不是就这样嬉戏。
His life is not just laughing around and having fun.
他的生命不是就这样说享受人生。
He respected God's words.
他是很尊重神的话语。
Because he has a big heart for his people.
因为他对他班以色列人是很有心。
Now notice how remarkable he is.
你睇下佢系几咁出众。
Let's turn back to the book of Israel.
喺以斯拉记。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
And let's read verse 6 carefully.
第七章第六节。
This Israel came up from Babylon.
这以斯拉从巴比伦上来。
He was a teacher well versed in the law of Moses.
他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。
Which the Lord God has given, the king has granted him everything he asked.
王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
So the second thing about him is that he is a very brave man. He's brave enough to go to the king himself.
他是一个勇敢的人，他勇敢到可以去王面前求。
Many people would like to hide behind the desk. Why would he go to the king?
很多時候，很多人都在他那個身份的時候，很多時候可能那些人都會就這樣算了，在個 教室裡面做一些普通的事就算
了。 I mean, he's got no formal business with the king.
他其實是跟王沒有什麼直接的聯繫，工
作上沒有什麼聯繫。 Why would he like to stir up
trouble? 那為什麼他要去見王去自找麻煩呢？
Because if the king does not like him, you know what's going to happen?
因为其实如果王不喜欢他的话，你估会有什么事情发生呢？
The king would say, well, why would you like to ask me to go back, give you permission to go back to Jerusalem?
那其实王可能即会说，为什么你会来问我呢？
Perhaps you know that the people in there are sort of spiritual leader. So why you want to go back there? Do you want to instigate a rebellion against me in Jerusalem?
其实王可以说，其实你是不是想密谋作反呢？为什么你要带人回去以色列耶路撒冷呢？
See, let's quickly turn to chapter 8, verse 22.
我们揭去以斯拉记第八章第
Let's quickly look through that.
22节。
I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from the enemies on the road, because he had told the king.
我求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为羞耻。
The gracious of hand of the Lord is on everyone.
因我曾对王说，我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的。
You know when the king gave him the permission to go back.
因为当王俾准许佢哋翻去耶路撒冷嘅时候
，The king gave him lots of riches.
王俾到好多金银财宝佢哋。
The king permitted him to take all the golden treasures of the temple.
王亦都批准佢哋攞以前喺巴比伦王圣殿当中嘅金器银器。
See, the treasures of the temple of Solomon.
咁喺所罗门王时代嗰个嘅
is now held in the royal treasury.
圣殿的金器那些全部都是巴比伦那个的
Now the king gave him permission to take all of it back to Jerusalem.
王就批准以斯拉带回这些财宝这些王的金器回去耶路撒冷。
And also the king has given them permission to take up to 4 talents of silver.
那王也都批准他们带4
talents.
4
I think it's 4100 talents of silver.
咁王亦都系批准佢带100他连德嘅银翻到去耶路撒冷。
Moses, do you know how much is 100 talents of silver?
100他连德系几多咧
？Would anyone know? It's something like 4 tons of silver.
差唔多等于四吨嘅银。
That's how much money the king has permitted him to take back.
咁就系王俾咗咁多錢佢帶翻去以色列。
The king also permits him to take back all the gifts from the Jews.
咁亦都王都批准所有嘅以色列人，以色列人带佢哋嗰个嘅礼物翻去。
The gifts from any Jew that wants to give him, he can take back.
啊，啲以色列人曾经俾佢嗰啲礼物，佢都可佢哋可以。
And also,
可以带走。
From anyone who is a Babylonian that wants to help the Jews, they can also give the money.
与此同时，所有嘅巴比伦人，如果佢哋想俾啲礼物帮助啲以色列人，佢哋去行呢个路程嘅时候，佢哋都可以。
So you know how much money he has?
所以其实几多钱佢哋即系可以喺路途当中带住喺身上。
Imagine walking 900 kilometers, loaded with these treasures.
900,000 miles, 同埋所有嘅金银财宝。
Would you feel safe?
你会唔会觉得安全？
Now, he said that he would not ask for the military escort from the king.
佢話喺第八章嗰度話佢唔會要求一啲嘅步兵馬兵同行。
Because he told the king that the good hand of God was with him.
因為佢話佢同王講話神嘅恩手會同佢哋一齊。
So he would not get a military escort.
咁所以佢哋唔會有步兵馬兵一齊同上路。
But on the other hand, Nehemiah. 14 years later, when Nehemiah went to Jerusalem and he asked for a military escort.
但喺十四年之後，尼希米佢翻去以色列耶路撒冷嘅時候，佢就有要求一啲嘅步兵同行。
Many years later, when Paul has to travel.
Paul. Yeah. Yeah.
When the Jews wants to murder Paul also got a military escort. The Romans has to escort him.
保罗佢喺嗰个旅程嘅时候，以色列人想杀害保罗，咁亦都有一班嘅罗马兵丁去保护。
So what I'm saying is that there's something special about this young priest.
咁我想讲咧，就系呢个以斯拉系一啲嘅特别嘅之处。
He's brave enough to approach the king personally.
佢係有勇敢去求王。
He carefully studied God's words.
佢小心咁去求讀神嘅話語。
He says he was well versed in the law, and he would not even ask for an armed escort.
佢又好勇敢咁相信神會帶領佢哋，所以佢就唔需要一啲嘅步兵馬兵去同行。
And there's a third aspect about this godly leader.
咁以斯拉第三點係乜嘢咧？
That is his thirst for God's words.
就係佢好渴望神嘅話語。
Chapter 7,
第七章,
verse 10,
第十節。
It says, For Israel has devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of God, and to the teachings of his decrees and laws in Israel.
第十節嗰度話，以斯拉定志考究遵行耶和華的律法，又將律例典章教訓以色列人。
In the epistle in James, in the New Testament, chapter 1:22, it says that we must not only be hearers, but we also be doers.
咁喺雅各書第一章第二十節。
第廿二節。
第廿二節嗰度話，只是你們要行道，不要單單聽道，自己欺哄自己。
You see, the people that like to listen but never practice God's words, they're only fooling themselves.
好多時。啲人都係中意聽神嘅話語，但係就唔中意去行神嘅話語。
Now notice how remarkable he is. Notice how remarkable Israel is. Even the king admires him for his scriptural knowledge.
啊，甚至乎你睇下以斯拉係幾出眾，甚至乎個王都會好欣賞佢呢種嘅智慧。
Because right after verse 10, the king give an order.The king wrote a long letter.
咁喺第十一節開始，神就亞達薛西王咧就頒咗一個谕旨。
You see, when God, okay, when the king give him so much power, when the king give him so much authority,
當王俾到以斯拉咁大權嘅時候
，Well, how does he prove it?
佢點樣去即係以斯拉點樣去證明俾其他人睇佢係有咁大嘅權力咧
？The king have to give him a document of authority.
咁王一定要写个圣
signed by his own hand and put in by his royal seal。
啊，咁一定要有王嘅谕旨一齐，咁人哋先去尊重佢嗰个嘅，知道佢真系有嗰个嘅权力。
And with this letter of recommendation，
喺呢个嘅谕旨当中
，he can show to everyone，
佢俾到每個人睇到。
All the officials, all the king's officials along the way would have to give him honor.
嚇，咁因為佢手拎住呢個嘅聖旨咧，咁所以佢一路當中咧，所有嘅王嘅官員咧，佢都要去尊重。
And the king started in chapter 7, verse 11, it says that this is the letter. Now the Bible says this is a copy of the king's letter.
咁第七章第十一節嗰度話呢封信只不過嘅
photocopy or copy. Well, I think it's a Xerox copy. It's a copy, okay? Which means that the king has actually got an original in his royal treasury.
就唔係一個真本，因為佢通常個真本咧都會留翻喺王嗰個嘅儲物室當中。咁佢只不過俾咗一個嘅副本佢。
And this says that the king knows that he is a learned man in matters concerning the commands and decrees for the Lord of Israel.
咁第十一節嗰度話，祭司以斯拉是通達耶和華誡命和賜以色列之律例的文士。
And it says that even the king knows that this man is well versed with God's words.
咁亦都講到亞達士西王亦都話佢呢個人係好清楚神嘅話語。
Notice in verse 7 it says, "You are sent by the king and his seven advisers to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God."
第十四節嗰度話，王與七個謀士既然差你去照你手中神的律法書察問猶大和耶路撒冷的境況。
Notice the king was not acting alone。
咁你睇到神唔係王並唔係自己一個人行事。
This is how remarkable Israel is。
咁所以以斯拉係好特別。
Before he sees the king，
佢見王之前
，he has to convince at least the king's advisers that this is an important matter。
佢喺王去見王之前，佢要去說服佢哋，說服王知道呢件係好重要嘅事。
The palace is not it's not a safe way that anyone can walk in.
王宮並唔係一個咁容易出入嘅地方。
So anyone that wants to approach the king has to go through many people.
好多人好多時你見王嘅時候，你要經過好多重關鎖。
So what does it say about this man?
咁所以好多你可以講對於以斯拉呢個人點講咧？
He's smart enough to convince everyone that he encounters on his way to see the king.
聰明有智慧嘅人能夠說服所有嘅一路去到王面前。
Even the seven advisors acknowledge that this man is a godly man.
甚至乎王嗰七個謀士亦都覺得呢個係一個好屬神嘅人。
So when the king writes this letter,
當王寫佢嘅聖旨嘅時候
，he put a seal on it.
佢吸引。
And in accordance with the laws of Persia,
喺波斯王嗰個嘅習慣當中
，the seven other advisers also put the seal of approval behind the king.
波斯嗰個王朝嗰個習俗當中，除咗王要吸引之外，七個謀士都要吸引。
So that means this letter is important.
咁所以話呢個聖旨係非常之重要。
It carries a huge weight of authority.
呢個七即係呢個聖旨係好有權力。
Now notice because that he knows so much about God's words.
因為以斯拉知道神嘅話語咁多。
Now the Bible says that the king knows that he is devoted to God's words. Chapter 7 verse 10.
聖經第十節嗰度話佢。
For Israel was devoted to study the word of God.
第十節嗰度話以斯拉定志考究遵行耶和華的律法。
Mark down on the margin of your Bible.
寫低聖經側邊。
Devotion means you have made a vow. You made a pledge.
佢嗰個嘅devoted 嗰度咧係要。
The original Hebrew means you made a vow. You made a pledge.
喺希伯來文當中咧，呢個字咧係等同係要起誓。
You made a vow that you would study the word of God.
等同呢個起誓就話我要讀神嘅話語。
The King James Version says that he seek the word of God.
在 King James Version 咧就話係佢去尋找神嘅話語。
The original text says that he made a pledge。
喺希伯來文嘅聖經當中咧，其實係佢係同神許咗個願。
That is the reason why。
所以點解
？God blessed him。
所以點解神係祝福佢
？How many of you had made a vow today to study God's words, to take His words seriously？
當中有冇弟兄姊妹同神 起誓话要读神嘅话语咧？
Do you know what it means? It's seeking God's words.
寻找神嘅话语。
Well, I have to thank Pastor John for giving me all this chance to seek God's words.
我要多谢阿牧师俾到呢个唔同嘅机会俾我，能够有机会去寻找神嘅话语。
Because when he's gone to New York, then I have to take over, and he trusts me enough.
咁因為佢當佢去咗 New York 嘅時候，佢就即係佢信得我過，而俾我有機會去分享神嘅話。
And I want to make sure that the three sermons I'll be sharing, in three churches, they are all different sermons.
啊，咁亦都係喺即係每一個週末我所分享嗰三段嘅神嘅話語都係唔同嘅。
This is how I motivate myself.
咁就係因為咁樣而我得到呢個鼓勵。
But yet, this is important that you made a pledge to God that you will, from now on, make this your New Year pledge.
啊，咁其實呢個可唔可係成為弟兄姊妹自己同神嘅一個嘅新年嗰個嘅願呢？
That you will be devoted to the study of God's words.
你係去應承神去讀神嘅話語。
Notice what happened to him when he devoted himself to God's words.
嚇，你發現佢當佢去。定志去考究神嘅话语嗰阵时，发生咩事咧
？Turn back to Israel chapter 7 verse 7。
咁喺第七以斯拉记第七章第七节嗰度话。
He start to influence people. He start to influence the other spiritual or the religious leaders.
佢系开始影响到其他嘅属灵领袖。
Some of the Israelites, including the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants.
吓，咁喺。佢係影響到以色列人、祭司、利未人、歌唱嘅守門嘅尼提靈嘅。
The Chinese 尼提靈 is actually you don't know what it means. It's just temple servants.
尼提靈其實就係指係喺聖殿裏邊服侍嘅人。
See, he started to influence these people.
佢開始影響到呢六種嘅人。
See, as a pastor, if I cannot spiritually influence my co-workers.My work is all in vain.
啊，身為一個牧者，如果我唔能夠影響到其他教會弟兄姊妹或者一啲嘅領袖去做一啲嘅事嘅時候，我就係枉然。
If my spiritual life cannot make you God cannot make you God fearing, I'm a failure.
若果我嘅勸戒唔能夠令到弟兄姊妹去同神有一個嘅立約。去同神有一個嘅改變嘅時候，我係一個失敗者。
If I'm a senior pastor,
如果我係
and the other associate pastors does not respect me.
如果我係一個
主任牧師，
而其他牧師唔去尊重我嘅時候
，If their lives are not changed by my vision,
如果佢哋生命並冇因到我嘅教導而改變
，If they just like to pray along to get just so they won't get fired.
如果佢哋只不過係呼呼顯顯咁去做事嘅時候
，then I fail as a senior pastor。
咁身為一個主任牧師，我就會係失敗嘅啦。
So I wish everyone today，
所以我希望
follow the example of the supporters of Israel。
我希望大家能夠跟住以斯拉嘅一個嘅學習，去跟從一個嘅屬靈嘅領袖。
Chapter 7 verse 7 mentions all these people because these people follow him all the way to take the 900 kilometers. They give up their jobs, they give up their positions to follow him.
第七章第七節當中所提到嘅唔同嗰六種唔同嘅以色列人，佢哋係跟住呢個以斯拉，跟住呢個領袖去到900千米以外嘅耶路撒冷。
They risk their lives to follow him.
佢哋係冇生命危險 ，thank you。
Because they don't know what walking 900 miles into the unknown would happen.
Yeah,
they don't know what would happen in their lives if they do this.
佢哋唔知道即係喺呢九百千米當中會發生咩事嚇。佢哋係冒住生命危險去跟住以斯拉去行呢段路。
Notice who these people are.
你睇下呢班嘅人係咩人咧
？They can be just a normal Israelites.
佢哋好可能係一個好普通嘅以色列民。
The normal people like all of us，
好似我哋每一個人當中。
Like the people that are sitting here today，
好似會眾每一個人坐喺當中。
They can be the priest，
佢哋可以係祭司。
Are associate pastors？
可以係一啲嘅領袖。
They can be Levites，
可以係利未人。
They may be the children of pastors，
佢哋利未人可以係可能或者甚至乎係牧師嘅仔女。
And also they are singers, the choir.
啊，有歌唱嘅，咁可以係一班嘅詩班。
Now the gatekeepers are actually ushers.
嚇，咁守門嘅，咁可以係司事。
We don't have ushers today.
我哋冇司事。
But sometimes, I make myself to be an usher because when the services are being held there, I like to stand outside so I can see some other people coming in because I want to know everyone.
咁有時當我有時都會出去門口嗰度企喺度都做當呢個嘅守門嘅司事嘅，咁因為我想去認識其他嘅。
And who are the temple servants?
咁
尼
提領咁。
Who are the temple servants?
一啲嘅喺聖殿裏邊侍奉嘅人係邊啲咧？
All of you that are ministering here today.
咁所有每一個在座每一個弟兄姊妹，你哋當中都係你哋都係一個提領人。
Today I saw some of you was braving the cold and just taking out the board. I see you, right? Ooh, it's cold, right?
咁有啲人就係
walking out there
去
預備 in the snow, okay?
預備
這個 just putting a signboard up there.
預備呢個崇拜嘅開始嚇，包括即係攞個牌出去啊，或者去搬一啲嘅嘢。
You are the temple servant today. You are the temple servant. God will bless today.
神會祝福你，因為你幫手去預備呢個嘅崇拜。
Many people don't notice it, but I notice it when I'm coming in.
咁好多人可能唔知道，但係即係當我翻嚟嘅時候，我就見到你服侍緊。
Snow may be up to your knees, but yet you go out there.
啲雪可高到去個膝頭嗰度，但係你亦都去出去幫手。
And the people that are inside the kitchen helping us.
咁我都見到喺廚房對面侍奉嘅姊妹。
And people that are here today doing the audio visual.
咁另外仲有喺音響嗰個侍奉嘅弟兄姊妹。
And the people that started long before us coming by setting up all these chairs.
當中亦都有弟兄姊妹一早嚟到我哋呢個會堂當中去
cleaning the floor.
去清潔地下，去砌啲凳。
These are all the temple servants.
所有呢啲嘅人都係尼提領。
What can these people get from God?
咁呢啲以上六種唔同嘅人，佢哋會喺神當中得到啲咩咧？
With a godly leader, the gracious hand of God will be on you.
佢哋得到嘅一個屬神嘅聽神話嘅領袖。
And how are these people being affected by Israel?
咁呢班嘅人點樣去？被以斯拉影響到咧。
They follow him because of his knowledge in God's words.
佢哋跟從佢係因為佢知道神嘅話語、神嘅律例。
So today I'd like to give you this challenge.
咁今天我希望俾大家一個嘅挑戰。
As a New Year resolution.
喺新年當中。
Why don't you make a vow?
咁或者你可以同神立一個嘅約。
To attend Sunday school.
立一個嘅約，或者立一個嘅
To attend Sunday school today.
立一個約去出席主日學。
You can always have dim sum later on.
你可以即係翻完主日學先至去飲茶。
You take such a big pop trouble today, fighting through the snow to come here.
你既然已經即係用咗咁多嘅功夫揸車嚟到呢度
，Why be just satisfied with a sermon?
咁點解就咁？就咁完咗崇拜就走咧。
These people could have been well settled in Babylon. Why do they have to go to Jerusalem?
呢班嘅以色列人，佢哋其實喺巴比倫已經一個好安居嘅地方居住。點解佢哋都要去到九百千里外咧？
They can still read God's words in Babylon, right?
佢哋仍然都可以喺巴比倫裏邊讀神嘅話語。
Lots of spiritual work to be done in Babylon.
喺巴比倫當中，仲有好多屬神嘅工作可以做。
See, fortunes still favors the brave. The British commando has a word say, fortune favors the brave.
British commando.
Yes,
英國嘅敢死隊。
Yes, commandos.
英國嘅敢死隊，佢哋話咩啊？
有個格言。
有個格言就話
，He who dares wins.
He who dares wins. 你敢去做就會得噶啦。
He who dares will win. Fortunes will favor the brave.That is the motto for the British commando.
你就會有嗰個幸運跟住你噶啦。
Fortune follows these people.
呢個幸福幸運會跟隨住你。
When they take the step of faith with Israel to go to Jerusalem.
要呢班以色列人係有一個嘅好大嘅信心去開始佢哋呢段嘅旅程。
See, the gracious hand of God will be on His people when they follow a godly leader, when their lives are being affected by the godly leader in pursuing God's words.
神嘅恩手會跟隨住班以色列人，只要佢哋跟隨呢個嘅神嘅領袖。
A godly leader has to be godly because he knows God's words.
这个属神的领袖一定是要清楚神的话语。
Because he has a passion for the people.
因为他就是一个的主要教这班以色列人的人。
Because he's got remarkable audacity, because he's brave.
因为他要有勇敢，他要去领导他们。
Turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 52.
去马太福音。
Matthew 13, verse 52.
13章52节。
Every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of a household who brings forth out of his treasures things new and old.
马太福音十三章五十二节嗰度话，他说：凡文士受教作天国的门徒，就像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。
My challenge, the challenge that God has given me today is to bring out things new and old to you.
神俾我嘅挑战就系叫我今日能够带一啲新嘅同埋旧嘅嘢嚟到你当中。
The second aspect how God will show favor to them through His hands is God directed the hands of a pagan ruler.
咁其实第二个嘅神系藉住一个嘅pagan 一个嘅唔系以一个嘅。外邦嘅領袖去帶領一班嘅以色列人。
Just now we talk about the good hand of God is on him, is on them because God raised them a godly leader.
咁正如頭先我哋啱啱講到，神嘅恩手係佢哋同在，就因為神俾到一個嘅屬神嘅領袖佢哋。
Now the second aspect God has blessed them is God moves the hands of a pagan king.
咁第二個神嘅恩手所作為咧，就係神去令到一個嘅外邦嘅王都能夠同佢一齊同工。
See this pagan king, this Persian king, this new Persian king knew what it means to know God's words.
呢個波斯王清楚明白咩叫做聽神嘅話語，遵行神嘅律法。
In chapter 7 verse 14.
喺第七章以斯拉記第七章第十四節嗰度話。
When the king writes.The letter of introduction.
咁当王喺写佢嗰个谕旨嗰个嘅开头之后
，Notice the king says the greetings. Now I decree that any of the Israelites in my kingdom, including the priests and Levites who wants to go to Jerusalem, they may go.
十四节嗰度话，照你手中神的律法书察问犹大和耶路撒冷的境况。
And then, you know, because you can go, I commission you to inquire about what's happening in Judah and Jerusalem.
咁跟住咧，帶住班以色列人咧，就可以去到巴比倫全省所得嘅百金銀同百姓當中，落祭司樂意獻給耶路撒冷並他們神殿的禮物。
Two freedoms the king has given them. There's something we take for granted in the 21st century, but something you would not normally have for a king 2,500 years before.Two things.
咁有兩樣嘢其實係神係俾到大家。
What are these two things? First is freedom of movement.
第一就係
freedom to move.
自由。
Freedom to go.
你有個自由去。
Moses has been asking Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And what's Pharaoh's answer? No. Yes and no.
No. 摩西曾經同法老王講過。叫佢放班以色列人，但個答案係唔可以。
Even about 20 years ago in China，
甚至乎喺二十年前中國大陸都係咁樣。
If you want to go from Beijing to Shanghai， you need a visa。
因為甚至乎你自己喺中國內陸你由北京搬去上海，你都要申請。
冇單位。If you don't have that， no one will sell you food。
你就算自己即係硬住頭咁去咗搬咗嘅話咧，你都唔可以買到食物。
Was I right? Some 20 years ago. Maybe that, yes. Some time ago.
四十年前。
Yes, yes.
四十年前好啦，唔係二十。
The movement of people in China was restricted, even within China.
因為中國大陸自己人民自己本身想 搬遷都唔係咁容，都唔係咁容易，係唔準許。
You see, nowadays when we go to Red Deer, when we go to Calgary, we don't need a visa, right?
嚇，我哋現今我哋如果有時想搬埠，都唔需要得到任何人嘅准許。
Well, if you go to US, you don't need a visa if you have a Canadian passport.
哦，如果你去美國，因為如果你有加拿大passport 嘅話，你都唔需要得到，即係都唔需要簽證。
See, the king gave them the freedom of movement into this vast domain.
嚇，咁其實呢個波斯王俾到一班以色列人，佢哋有嗰個嘅自由去搬。
It's not easy.
唔係咁容易嘅事。
The second thing is that the king gave them freedom of religion.
嚇，另外一個自由俾到佢哋嘅就係宗教自由。
China does not have an official freedom of religion.Even though say that, oh no, sorry, the Chinese Constitution protects freedom of religion.
共產黨係保護呢個嘅宗教自由。
However, in the way they practiced,
但係咧，
Christians are not free to worship.
咁所以佢哋啲保護宗教自由嘅做法咧，就係基督徒唔可以自由敬拜。
Because you also have a freedom to restrict the worship of other people that you don't like.
咁因為你嗰個自由敬拜的時候，你就會影響到其他人嗰個對其他宗教嘅自由。
Still, there's no religious freedom in China today when you compare it to the same freedom we have in Canada.
嚇，當然你當你比較嗰個嘅自由敬拜嘅時候，佢哋就即係同我哋冇得比。
We have big trouble. Now there's big trouble in Cairo and Alexandria.
嚇，喺亞歷山大同埋開羅嗰度，而家有一個好嚴重嘅問題出現。
The Christians are rising up.The Christians are rising up.
嗰度嘅基督徒起嚟。
Because in Christmas Eve.
因為喺聖誕節前夕。
The Islamic militants planted a bomb outside a Christian church.
因為
outside a church of St. Mark.
伊斯蘭嘅信徒喺一個聖馬可教會門口咧有一個嘅 bomb。
A thousand people leave the church after midnight mass. And the bomb blew up.
很多基督徒咧，佢哋完咗嗰個嘅主耶利撒之後咧，出到去教堂門口嘅時候咧，就俾一個嘅炸彈爆炸到。
Something like 30 Christians died right away, and about 100 were injured.
差唔多30個即場死亡，大概有100個受傷。
The Christians went to the mosque across the street and tried to destroy the mosque.
咁跟住啲基督徒咧就要報仇啦，咁啊要行過去要作一個報復嘅行為。
And the police don't know what to do。
咁當時埃及嘅警察就唔知道點算。
Now the revolt is also spread to places in Cairo and Alexandria。
嚇！而家嗰個嘅反抗咧，就甚至乎由呢個就擴展到開羅同埋亞歷山大港。
You know why the Christians felt so under so much pressure?
點解嗰度嘅基督徒有咁大嘅壓力咧
？Because they try to they start to build a new church.
因為佢哋係想開始建立佢哋嘅新嘅教會。
But the church project was stopped by violence halfway through. They stopped.
咁但係因為佢哋喺建造當中咧，中間咧又
They were forced to stop by violence halfway through the building project.
因為啲嘅暴力咧就令到佢停咗工。
Because in Egypt, if you were a Christian.If you want to build a church, you need the president's approval.
因為如果你喺埃及你想建造一個嘅教會嘅時候，你需要埃及嗰個嘅
總
統去批准嘅。
A city of someone in city hall cannot approve you.
喺一個市政廳嗰度唔可以批准，一定要喺嚟自總統。
So we should not take our religious freedom for granted.
所以我哋千祈記住，唔可以呢個即係我哋有呢個宗教自由，唔係咁容易啊。
See, this king gave them the two most fundamental freedoms.
波斯王俾到佢哋兩個自由，基本嘅自由。
The freedom to go.
自由可以好自由咁去，同埋自由去敬拜。
Because the hand of the, because he knew that. Turn to verse 14. Sorry.Turn to verse 14. Judah, you are free to, you are sent by the king and his seven advisors to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem. Will regard the law of God which is in your hand. Now, underline that which is in your hand.
Because in 14th, it says, 照你手中神的律法书.
What does this man do? He carries the Bible with him everywhere.
好似以斯拉就揸住本圣经周围去嘅。
Do you do that?
你有冇咧
？When you go on your holidays,
帮你去度假嘅时候，
behind?
你通常留低啲咩喺屋企
？What would you think is extra baggage that would maybe that would cause you problems in customs?
啊，你
for being too heavy.
哦
，you study Bible.
有好多时你去度假嘅时候，你会即系觉得边样系多余嘅或者太重嘅，咁为咗。費事喺嗰個嘅海關度有麻煩，咁你會放低啲咩咧？唔帶咧
？Most people would not bring the study Bible with them when they go on holidays。
好多時啲人去度假嘅時候就唔會帶佢哋本聖經去。
When you are on holiday, you want to leave everything behind, including your Bible。
咁好多時或者有啲人會因為去旅行嘅時候想真係想一個去。假期嘅時候就留低好多嘢喺屋企，包括你本聖經。
Israel brings the Bible with him everywhere。
嚇，但係以斯拉咧，佢係帶住本聖經周圍去。
To the extent even the king knows that the Bible is in his hand。
嚇，咁
That's what makes the difference。
波斯王亦都即係睇到佢話以斯拉手中嘅神嘅律法書。
God's words is in his hand, in his words, and also in his heart。
神嘅律法書神嘅話語係喺佢嘅手，喺佢嘅心。
Now the king knows that. Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 25. What does the king give him? What does the king acknowledge him?
喺第七章第二十五節。
Whatever the God of heaven has prescribed, let it be done with diligence for the temple of the Lord of heaven. Why should there be wrath against the realm of the king for his sons? The king knew that.He has to give Israel what he wanted because if not, then God's anger would be on him. He made the king God-fearing.
以斯拉令到神去好敬畏神吓，佢知道佢令到王知道，如果佢唔俾以斯拉所要求嘅嘢，佢系会有王。
Sorry, it's verse 23.
喺二十三节嗰度话。
My eyes not very good today. 3, 5, and 8, I always get mixed up. It's verse 23.
23節嗰度話：凡天上神所吩咐的，當為天上神嘅殿。
And in verse 25, the king says that in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which you possess, you can appoint magistrates and judges to administer.
喺第廿五節嗰度話：以斯拉啊，你要照著你神賜你的智慧，將所有明白你神律法的人立為士師、審判官，治理
何等的百姓。What kind of power the king give him?
波斯王俾咗乜嘢嘅權力佢咧
？The third power the king gave him
第三個
is the ability to appoint magistrates and judges。
第三個權啊，波斯王俾到以斯拉嘅就係佢有權去立嗰啲官員。
And the fourth power the king gave him is the biggest power of all. Verse 26, chapter 7, verse 26.
第四個權，波斯王俾到以斯拉嘅喺七章二十六節嗰度話
：Whoever that does not obey the law of your God or the law of the king must surely be punished by death, by imprisonment, by banishment, confiscation of properties or imprisonment。
就係俾到佢有定執行律法嗰個嘅權利嚇，俾人定罪嗰個權。第廿六節嗰度話：凡不遵行你神律法和王命令的人。就當速速定他的罪，或致死，或充軍，或抄家，或囚禁。
See, the king says that. Now, my words are the same as his words because we both are now speaking on behalf of God.
啊，咁其實我
而家 God that give us the authority.
啊，咁而家其實我所講嘅其實都係同王所講嘅一樣，就因為我哋都係從神嗰個嘅權，神嗰個嘅權力嗰個嚟。
He's got power now even to give capital punishment.
嚇，咁而家以斯拉係有權去直情係殺，係致死人。
Notice the king give him power to punish by death, by exile, by confiscation of properties or by imprisonment.
嚇，咁王俾到佢嗰個權係包括致死、充軍、抄家同埋囚禁。
If you're an Israel, given this kind of a power, you got money.You got power, you got all the king's support, what would you do?
話如果你係以斯拉嘅時候，你有錢啦，有權啦，有勢啦，咁你會點做咧
？Many people in his position would have abused the position of trust。
好多時而家你現今嘅社會，你見到如果有啲人有權有勢有金錢嘅時候，佢哋都會好濫用佢哋嘅權力。
But the first thing Israel did when he entered Jerusalem was that he went there to pray。
但係以斯拉入到耶路撒冷之後，第一件所做嘅事就係禱告。
Chapter 9, it says that the first thing he did was that he went down in prayer.
第九節嗰度話到第一首先嘅事，佢就係去祈禱。
Chapter 9, it says that the reason why he prayed was that he saw that the priests and the Levites had not kept themselves separate from the neighboring people. They find that the next generation of spiritual leaders are corrupt.
他祈禱是因為他發現一些利未人祭司，他們是並沒有為神分別為聖，是跟其他人一起去貪污。
Now, if he's a bad man, if he's a man that likes to exercise power, what would he do?
若果以斯拉是一個很喜歡用權勢的人，他會怎麼做呢？
No, he can imprison all of them, right?
他可以就咁即係捉咗呢班嘅領袖去。
He's got all the power to do that, but yet he wants to do the first thing he wants to do is to his people is to pray.
佢可以去囚禁佢哋，但實際上佢第一件所做嘅事就係為到佢嘅祈禱。
The king wants him to inquire about the situation of Judah and Jerusalem.
王俾咗個嘅任務佢就係去睇下當時猶大同埋。耶路撒冷的境况。
And the way he inquired was through prayer. This is a godly man.
咁佢去查问嗰个嘅境况嘅时候，佢系用祈祷去查问。
So the thing I have to ask you today is that would you like to be a man of prayer? My second challenge to you today is that would you like to make another New Year resolution that you be a person of prayer?
咁我第二个俾大家嘅挑战就系大家能否可以即系做一个嘅。祈禱的勇士呢?
Would you like to come back to our church for our prayer meeting?
大家有沒有意願去星期三晚回到教會當中一起祈禱呢?
Would you like to join us for our Sunday school after lunch?
那我剛才第一個給大家的挑戰就是
Oh no, I mean before lunch.
第一個剛才我給大家的挑戰呢就是願意留下在完了崇拜之後有那個主一學
呢? God's hand would give people a reason for celebration. In closing, the third thing that the good hand of God would give to the people was that God gave them a reason to rejoice.
咁第三個嘅神嘅恩手咧，就係會俾到佢哋有機會去喜樂。
Chapter 7,
第七章
，verse 27,
廿七節。
To verse
28.
Praise to be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who has put into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of God in Jerusalem in this way, and who has extended his good favor to me before the king and his advisors and all the king's powerful officials.
第27節那裡說以斯拉說耶和華我們列祖的神是應當稱頌的因他使王起者心意修飾耶路撒冷耶和華的殿又在王和謀士並大能的君長面前施恩於我
Because the hand of the Lord my God was with me
因耶和華我神的手幫助我
So three times the hand of God appeared in chapter 7
第七章有三個地方講到神的手幫助我
In verse 6, verse 9 and finally in verse 28
在第六節、第九節和第二八節
Notice the difference
看到那個分別嗎
Do you see the difference here?In verse 27 to verse 28, do you see anything different from any other verses? What's the first thing that you find different? Anyone? Anyone that studies English literature? Anyone? What do you see? What's the first thing you see that's different?
在那三個的神的恩手當中有什麼分別呢?
The last one. What do you see that's different?
在第三個,在第28節那裡。
The difference started with the narrative. Now the narrative is in the first person. Write down on the margin in your Bible. First person, 第一节, first person description.
Yeah, 咁喺廿八节嗰个嘅恩手嗰个嘅形容词
You can easily miss that. Because from now on until all the way to chapter 9, verse 15, the narrative is in the first person. Now suddenly, when you put your faith in God, God becomes personal to you.
当你去俾神有嗰个信心嘅时候，神嗰个嘅恩手、嗰个嘅带领、嗰个嘅祝福就系属于你。
See the reason why people laugh at God's words, the reason why people do, you know, would mock at God's words is because they don't think God's words is personal.
咁有啲人会鄙视神嘅话语，因为佢哋觉得同佢哋冇关。
The reason why many people will wander away when they hear a sermon is that they don't think it's applicable to them.
很多時聽緊崇拜嘅時候，啲人會雲遊障礙，就因為佢哋覺得所讀嘅經文、所講嘅分享並對於佢哋唔係咁有用。
But now when Ezra put this big step in faith, God becomes personal to him.
當以斯拉佢係擺到咁大嘅信心喺神嘅時候，所有嘢都變咗係親身經歷。
See.In verse 6, it says that the good hand of God was on him.
第一次讲到嗰个恩手嘅时候，系话喺第六节嗰度话，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
And verse 9 was also on him.
第九节都话帮助他。
Circle these two words on him on your Bible. But now the good hand of God is on me. You see the difference?
但系第廿八节嗰度话嗰个帮助我。
See, the good hand of God now was just switched from a third party to himself. When he put his personal trust in God, this is going to be happening in your life when you trust him. From an impersonal blessing, God will become a personal God to you. From the God of Moses to the God of Jacob now becomes Simon Host God.
由摩西的神、雅各的神现在就变成 Simon 的神。
Moses, do you want this to be from Simon Host God to be your God? Anyone?
摩西的神、雅各的神就变成我的神。
Anyone? Key. Right? Easy, right? You come here every day to listen to God's words.Many times you say it's John Lamb's God, it's Simon Ho's God. But can it be your God?
Wendy's
God, okay? Wendy's God, okay? Can it become your God? How would you make it your God?
By
stepping out in the works of faith, by taking chances, by taking...Dangerous by walking into danger paths for the Lord in testing your faith. That is what you can turn God into a personal God.
你要踏出呢个嘅，你对神有信心，踏出呢一步嘅时候，呢个神就会成为你自己嗰个嘅神。
So my challenge for you today, the third challenge is that for the year 2011, make God your personal God.
我第三个俾弟兄姊妹嘅挑战就系将呢个嘅神成为你哋自己个人嘅神。
See, Israel take no credit for what's happening. He gave all the honor and glory to God.
以斯拉并冇因为佢嗰个成就嚟到感觉自豪，佢将所有嘅荣耀都归翻俾佢个神。
He's done something like no one can.
佢做咗一啲从来冇人做到嘅事。
Moving the hand of the biggest king on earth at that time.
佢令到波斯王改变佢个手中所作嘅事。
The kingdom of Persia would go from India to Egypt.
当时波斯王是统治由印度一直到埃及的地方去统治。
And he would also conquer Turkey.
他波斯王当时都是打败了土耳其。
So he would have, the Persian king would have the largest Western empire at this time.
当时波斯王国是西方最大的一个王国。
And yet the king gave him these powers that no other king can give.
但是与此同时，这个这么大的王也都给到以斯拉一个的权，
That would be the blessing of a man who follows God.
这个就是神的祝福，对这个属神的人的祝福。
Why don't we end with a word of prayer today?
我们 祷告。
Wendy, can you lead us for a word of prayer to close?
Okay. Dear Lord, in 2011年一開始的時候，都求神你叫我們能夠同神你有一個立約，叫我們能夠可以願意都能夠踏出我們那個的生命那個的生活那個的圈子，能夠為神你冒險，為神你去做一些的事情是可能之前我們未做過的，但是我們知道有神你那個帶領，神的祝福的時候，我們都會得到神你那個的同在無論我們那個險的境況是去到什麼情況，我們都有個信心，叫我們都能夠站立得穩，叫我們都能夠跟從你，聽你的旨意，我們都與此同時讀熟神你的話語，讀熟聖經，去明白神你的旨意，叫我們都是行事為人都是對得起主，叫我們行事為人都是跟從你的教訓，叫我們即能夠可以take up到Simon給我們今天的challenge，去能夠回主日學，去到神的殿中，能夠一起參加祈禱會，去熟讀神的話語，去為主你作鹽作光，為主你行前面的路為到我們那個的天氣，我們知道更加看得到神你那個大能是沒有人能夠阻止，沒有人能夠turn over， 但是我們知道有神那個保守的時候，我們都能夠有那個的平安，無論我們出無論我們入，都得到神你的祝福，我們的平安但是這個平安不是代表我們是有那個的天色常藍，每天都是好天，但是我們知道在我們的困難，我們的困苦當中的時候，有神你的安慰以上禱告，奉主耶穌得勝的名字祈求， Amen, Amen.